Channel one over, and beginning the visit with Cookie was Barbara this Sunday before and after supper, the 12th of January 75. Channel one over, and beginning the visit with Cookie was Barbara part of the time, before and after supper this Sunday, the 12th of January 75. Channel one over, beginning the visit with Cookie was Barbara. Before and after supper, around 70, with Barbara, this Sunday, the before and after supper, the 12th of January, 75.
I got a lot of money in, don't get me wrong, but I've got good horses.
You will.
I've got something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Ain't it fake? They look pretty good to me, Cookie. Now, they just been turned out. They ain't been taken care of. So.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of...
But you are healthy.
They passed all the tests. They got all the shots and everything, so... I mean, all they need is a little bit of TLC, as old saying goes, tender love and care.
Hey,
nothing in there.
Yes, Cookie's milk.
That's all you got.
Well, that's enough for both of you. Hey.
Five horses in there.
Got a bid on the rest, on some more. I mean, I just went in there with all 4 feet.
You did?
Yes, I did. I mean, I made a hit. If I can get these off, I don't care, just so break even on these. Just so I can get in there. It's another chance. It's another break.
Oh, just so you can get in on these horses.
That's right.
At the ranch.
It's another break. All the way out to it.
Where is that?
The Roadhaven Boys Ranch over at Palatka.
Roadhaven Boys Ranch.
That's right.
And they're selling them.
Ma'am?
They're selling them.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I bring about $1,000 worth of horses on my truck.
Well, I can imagine it.
Well, you got five of them.
That's right. I've got. And they're all registered but one. Now he's a good horse. He's the second Tony. Just as intelligent as Tony was.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Lord help us. That's something. That's saying a lot.
You know, Tony was temperamental.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was very, pretty,
turn it off.
Pretty temperamental.
Ooh. Boy, we had dogs and chatter.
But I got that big fancy walking horse. They didn't say he worked, but I mean, I could tell from the look of him he wore a collar before. And I think he will work.
Oh, really?
I know I got enough guts to try.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to try him on this front lane.
Yeah. I got enough guts to try.
Yeah. I keep thinking somebody will come around who can help me with that front lane. The vehicle I've got takes two to operate. Yeah. Old John Turner has had the flu ever since Christmas.
John.
He's the man that had the peanuts over here.
Oh, yeah.
And his son-in-law, Steve, what's his name?
Henry.
Just about got excavated in a manhole down there. And he's been going around with a bad back.
No, getting back to that little quarter horse now, this sounds like an awful lot. I mean, but, I mean, you get something nice, something, or that is something that's quiet, and he just as quiet as he can be. He don't shake up easy. He don't know it all, but he ain't supposed to. He just do.
Mm-hmm.
He just he ain't been spoiled. That's for sure. And he's the making of a fabulous horse. If I ever saw one.
Just take a little practice, a little training.
Just a little training now. Just a little work. What I'm telling you, the worst of it's over with.
Well, you and Barbara ought to make a pretty good team. She can work these horses out. She can make something out of them.
I'm giving her a chance.
Mm-hmm. She can make something out of them. That's her business, is training horses.
Yeah. So, there it is.
Now, what did you tell me? I said I'd stay off of that teaching. I'd train them horses. And you, what'd you tell me? You got me told there. Pretty fast about the training.
Nah, I said she was gonna, that she was gonna train. No, you said she was gonna train horses. I said, well, there's a lot of falls and bounces in them training horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you recommended staying with them teaching.
Teaching. That's
yeah.
Right.
And I was thinking about how much that training she could do. But like you say, you've got to falls and bounces.
There's a lot of falls and bounces.
She likes to do it.
And I'll tell you what, that little pair of colt I got on there, they're just as quiet, just as calm. They don't get shook up. They're that breed of horses. They loaded easier really than them other horses did.
Hmm.
And they've never been loaded before.
Well, how you figure that?
Well, they're just an easy going horse.
Which ones you talking about?
Him colts.
Condamares.
Condamares, yeah.
They loaded easier.
Easier than them old horses. They sure did.
And they hadn't been loaded before.
That's right.
They're just quiet?
Just quiet as they can be.
And smart.
Sharp as a tack.
You think a horse, some horses are smart and some are not?
Some, they're just like humans. Some of them got some sense, and some of them ain't.
You really figure it that way.
Yeah.
It ain't the breeding and all like that, but some of them just got good sense.
Yeah. It's like that little sorrel out there. Now, he got plenty of sense. He got a head full of sense. But you see him ride off, he's just a second Tony.
Is that right?
Is that tail come out there in the arch and shake up and down like that. I'm telling you, he was a second Tony. Believe me.
Yeah.
If he was if he was quieting down, I'd keep him, so help me, y'all would.
Well, just a little handling would quiet him.
Just a little handling would quiet him, but I can't handle him. I've got nobody to do it. I can't take Barbara off of her money, because right there's her money. Handling these horses is her money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now that's what I say. She don't need to own them. She just handles them. Hell, there's plenty of people in the world that can.
How'd you make that?
Oh.
Huh?
He's fussing a little.
Sure. Did he spook any on you? Well, now, like I say, now watch when you. I ain't gonna tell you how to keep in front of that. I rode him, and if I can ride him, anybody can ride him.
What
he
do you mean he fussed a little bit? He just didn't want to leave his friends?
He's just realized he's alone. He's going up and down the fence line.
Oh, yes.
Well,
looking for a way out.
And there's other horses over here.
Yeah.
Now, Barbara, I'm gonna bring feed for him. I'm gonna feed him. You all get your mind made up. I'm gonna feed you.
What you want to know is whether or not she can make anything of this particular horse.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if she can make anything out of this particular horse, and he's satisfactory all the way around, Like I said, he's paid for it. I don't go a dime on that son of a. Do y'all think you'd be satisfied with him? I mean, I think he'd quiet down, I think he'll even quiet down quiet enough for even pay to ride. He's just that type of horse, he's quiet. Ah, trade him to you for Mandy and the filly.
Let me tell you.
I'll take the difference. Because I've got a lot of difference in there.
Yeah, let me tell you.
That filly is coming on.
Now this is me, you know, I'm an old horse man. Now that little filly is cute, but she got no breeding. She's just a little mule. And there ain't any use of putting your time in handling a little animal like that when there's plenty of these good ones.
Yeah, and just like them two I got on out there now.
And I'd say, just like you say, you ain't married to them, just shoot them on.
I've got them. That's right.
Keep moving them until you find one that seems like it's more promising.
Just like them two out there. I got $100 bill apiece in them.
Well, you can sure get that.
$100 bill piece.
$200. And they are way ahead of Mandy and this little filly.
And I got I just got a load of money in. I got just about almost $1,000 in that truckload of horses, and I ain't backing up.
Well, you got the most in the Tennessee Walker?
No, sir.
In the quarter horse?
I got more than that quarter horse. He's more horse.
3 year old.
3 year old, and that Tennessee Walker's 8 year old.
That's the reason you're leaving him here, because he got no promise.
Yeah. And I'm going to leave that Tennessee Walker down here at Riley and see how they make out. They make out all right. By golly, I'll plow that joker one time.
Well, you haven't got anything to climb with.
Why ain't I got something to climb with?
Well, I haven't.
I have.
I've got a horse collar in here.
I've got two sets of harness, four sets of harness, too.
Well, you don't need all that harness. You just want that little plow.
No, I want a rig. It's just like going out here to dig potatoes. You go out there to dig potatoes with a hoe cut half in two, you can't dig very many, can you?
Well, let me tell you, the only kind of harness I ever used till I was grown and away from home was just that little old collar and the hames and the breast band and the trace chain.
I ain't gonna work a horse like that. If I ain't got no more to work one in than that, I just won't even put it on him. I'll just turn him out and let him go. If I can't make him look like something, I just dang sure I ain't going to take him out there and work him.
The only time we dressed up in the harness was when we put him in the wagon.
Well, that's right. That's when they ought to be dressed up like that when they're plowing in the field, too. Because you don't know who's going to walk up and look at them horses.
Well, you don't back them up or anything in the field. All they're doing
You back them up?
Just pulling the plow or harrow.
That don't make any difference. It all goes together, and I'm going to use it all together. I ain't going to keep tearing my harness up every time I want to do something.
You know what old John Turner's got? He don't even use a collar.
That's John Turner. Here's old Cookie.
He just uses a, what do you call it?
Breast collar?
Breast collar, something like that.
That's John Turner.
Just one piece, you see. Fit over, I suppose, fit around there and went clear on back. Didn't even have chains. Just, I don't know what he had.
Yeah, that's John Turner. This is Cookie.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Turn it on and he's done a little bit.
That's John Turner. This is Cookie.
Didn't you see the matches up there? Well, you can take them with you. You can't take that.
Over
there. And we're one left. There's plenty of matches right up there. Just up down the top.
Yeah, that's up there. I'm down here.
Just put your hand up there. It won't one left. Oh, excuse me.
I got a whole, quite an old crew.
Paper, paper
mat.
You don't use these, do you?
Yeah,
he's guilty.
You know, this helped me a little. I haven't had any of this all day. I don't know why, just a little tonic helps you.
This is the third cup I've had all day, since last night.
Well, you know, your truck looks pretty nice, too.
Thank you. That's just why I like to dress a pair of horses up and get them out. You got to be proud.
Yes. Your front end looks pretty, and it sounds good because you remodeled it.
Yeah.
And you got them pretty black framing. Tell me, what do you call them? Your racks. Nice and pretty. And then the door opens.
Oh, yeah.
And you had just a load.
No, I could have got one. I could have got one more in.
Yeah. Where'd you put it?
In the back.
Just backed it up. I mean, put it across the back.
Just stuck him in there. Turned them all loose in there.
Yeah. And then they start misbehaving. Speak to him.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I went at his fire. And his name, Top Quest.
Now, I'll tell you what, he's racing bloodlines.
Oh, really?
He sure is.
Now, let me tell you, Cookie, this thing that you was talking about, telling Faye or somebody, when were you talking? I didn't get the whole of it. You was telling Faye about this letter. You didn't go to Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I did the talking the other night.
Yeah, and my driver's license. And they told me I didn't have no damn driver's license.
Well, I don't understand that.
Well, it's just they found out, they got to dig through the records and found out where they had made a mistake and didn't charge me enough money. And in other words, there was one bill there for $877 and some few cents. Plus interest and
interest.
That's right, and all that kind of good junk come to $1,088.77. But I got to pay before I get my driver's license back. But they didn't tell me how to make that $1,088.77
without
my driver's license.
Now that's something.
So I just like I said, I just picked my guts up and threw them on my shoulder this morning, got in the truck and drove off. That's a pretty nasty way to say it, but that's just the way it
was. Well, that's a pretty nasty way of treating a fella.
That's right. I just got up enough courage and thinks to myself, well, I just can't make it sitting here. I got to go.
You just wonder if that would hold up in a court or something like that, where they're going to trip you and then try to get you to get out.
Well, I just want someone to stop me. They don't want to feed me.
Well, what insurance people is this?
Traveler's insurance.
Well, that's a good one to stay away from, or would you patronize them?
I'll tell you what, it's like I told that fellow on the telephone. I said, look here. I said, I wish you first to insure me. I need to collect from some poor dumb bastard out here the rest of his life. And pay my hospital bills for me.
Yeah.
I said, that would be a damn good outfit to get with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I told him that right over the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you did.
So now I've got to be in Jacksonville Saturday, and I'm going to tell him right to his face.
Well, your mistake.
But my mistake. But I got to pay for
it. How you going to get there?
How am I going to get there?
Without any license.
I'm going to drive that truck right out there. And I'm going to take a load of horses to Jacksonville Livestock Market Saturday. I don't know where I'm going to find them, but I'm going to take a load of horses.
Ain't no use sitting down and let them walk all over you, is it?
I ain't going to let them walk all over me. Ain't no way.
They're way off somewhere else.
Yeah. Highway Patrol come out there to get my tags from the truck. I said, I bought them zombies and paid for them. Well, he said, I got to pick them up. I said, let me tell you one goddamn thing. I said, no one told you to come through that gate. I said, it's shut. No one told you to come through it. And you touch one of my vehicles, and I said, I'll blow your brains out of this shotgun of mine.
Cookie?
I was in the right. I was in the right because he came in my property. No one invited him in. He just walked on in. And I got a fence all the way around my property. And the gates were shut in front and it was shut behind.
He didn't have a warrant.
No.
Yeah.
And I'd have done it too. Because I had the shell and the shotgun and the hammer pulled. And if he'd have touched my truck, I'd have shot him. So help me, I'd have shot him. And he knew it too.
Let me check. Now, this is two neighbors up there in Knoxville. I run into this. Old Russell Hillis, he's one of my old buddies. And he's got a big place out on the pike. He's got it. He got a hold of it. And next door, they got these dogs. They haven't been there as long as he has. Well, they brought a dog out there one night to breed and all and put it in the pen over on his side and barked all night. Next morning, he got one of his guns out and walked over there and says, you want to keep that dog quiet or you want me to?
Well, I mean, they hit me the wrong way. I was already mad. And I meant exactly what I said.
You can't stay on the good side of the law anymore.
No, I mean, you just get on the bad side and stay on the bad side of them and you get along, all right.
There ain't any way of being friendly with the law.
Just give him as hard a time as they give you and you'll get along, all right.
He came to take your license plate
yeah.
Away from off your...
Yeah, after me buying him things and paying for them.
Well, even if they took
money.
Your license away, that doesn't mean they take your tags away.
No, they can pull the registration in the courthouse, but they sure can't pull it out of my pocket and off my truck.
Well, that's it. That's all
there is to it. Just that simple. I ain't gonna back up from them.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, you just picked these up. You went to Palatka?
Yeah.
You just fresh from Palatka?
Yeah. These are fresh off the grill. But now, I tell you what, I've been working on this for some time.
Oh, you have?
And I just got my feet, just like I say, I just got in the door. And I'll be in the door next week if I get these moved on out where I can handle some more horses. I'll be in the door. And I can move them on down the road and make some money on it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Cody, how'd you get on to that tobacco place?
Well, sir, through a friend of mine.
Through several friends, I imagine.
No, just one friend. He sells feed to them. Jerry Bishop over in Flora Homes. He sells the feed to them. 35 tons a week.
Tons?
Tons. Not 100 pounds. Tons.
How many horses? They must... Oh, they have a lot of horses.
I just don't know. They just don't know how many horses.
I know they have a lot, yeah.
Oh, you mean really?
That's right. They got cattle. They got everything.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
And he sells them mostly cow feed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they've got some special horses that they keep up.
But this one's been on the grass.
These here's all been was out in the grass. They haven't been kept there.
Just plain over here?
Yeah, just like this out here.
not any oaks or nothing?
No. No, they had a swamp to go out in. They'd get swamp grass and weeds and stuff that growed out in the swamp.
Yeah. Well, if not working them, that'll hold them.
Yeah.
Will they grow on it?
No, they won't grow on it, but they will they'll survive. Won't you, Barbara?
Yeah, maybe.
They'll survive. Yeah. You can see them horses, see their legs. Now, they just come in out of Swamps this morning. They still got mud on their legs.
Yes. Yeah.
You saw the mud on their legs. Now that they just come out of swamps this morning.
Yeah.
They was in the swamps all night last night of grazing. So.
You know, it'd be nice, like I thought about that last night. That day when you pulled up out here with your nice uniform on and that brand new truck that you picked up from the man over there at Waldo
Stark. Yeah.
That was just about the top of the roof, wasn't it?
I was on top of the pole right then. But I fell off the wrong way.
Well, it took a right smart help to topple you.
Well, I never was surprised as anything.
I'm telling you, things have happened since then, haven't they? Good Lord, have mercy. When you think of what led up to it, that wasn't what you'd call easy. That old Saturday morning, because that used to needle you worse than anything else. And you got past that.
Yeah.
All sorts of things. You know, on the way back out from Knoxville, I wanted to get a little work done, and I was leaving on Saturday, and I tried to go by the mechanics on Saturday morning. There was a nice one down there, three of them there. They closed up just as hard as a rock. Not a soul there.
Well,
there we go.
Better take out their old horse and get him down and turn down. See what he's going to do.
You want to eat some supper with us? Or are you on your way to somewhere?
I got to do something with some horses.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, when you do that, the horses come, if you're over here, come back by and we'll.
I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
You're right.
I just don't know what I'm going to do with them. I messed around here and I got some places I could sell. I could sell some, but it's too late. I mean, they can't see what they're buying.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait till tomorrow and start a new day off.
Yeah.
I start a new day tomorrow.
But you can't do any good in the morning.
No, I've got to wait till tomorrow afternoon. People ain't gonna buy a horse early in the morning.
They don't even want to think about it.
They don't even want to look at one early in the morning.
Well, you see, there's so much the fella has to know.
They don't even want to look at one of them. And then you take most people, if they got any money, they got to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They got to be out there working, see?
Yeah.
And they don't get in at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
Well, after 4 o'clock, why, you can sell.
Yeah.
Between 4 and 5:30, well, you can sell some horses.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Or I can.
Between 4 and 5:30?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I never thought about that. The time of the day would mean that much.
Well, if you leave the walker over here, you'll just have the two Camaros and the other one.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, pick up some more to go with them?
I'm going to get rid of them first.
Yeah, I see.
I'm going to leave walking horse over here. If I can make out all right, if he works out all right, really and truly, I'm going to keep him. Because he's just about the size of Rowdy, built like Rowdy. Really and truly, I'm going to keep him.
He's pretty.
And he's a good looking horse, and I can ride him.
Little man's out there?
Little man's out there, yeah. So there'll be three out there.
But he's pretty.
And he's a good horse.
And he's registered?
Yeah, I've got the papers in my pocket.
Well, that's a place to get a horse then.
Maybe.
Do they know what they've got?
No, they don't have to know.
Yeah.
How do they get these? They're given to them, aren't they?
Wealthy people give them to them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you've got to know a horse you don't want, that's a good thing to do with it.
Give it to somebody, and then they take it and sell it, or they use it, and then they sell it, and then what they get out of it, they keep that boy's ranch going with it.
Uh-huh.
It is a self, it supports itself.
Uh-huh.
Well, it takes a pretty good man with pretty good judgment to handle it all, though.
It sure does. Yes, sir. And you might You might think that I put a load in them horses, but I didn't. It ain't no money.
How'd you like a job like that?
I'd love to have a job like that and just tickle me to death.
Yeah.
Taking care of their horses. Just taking care of the horses. I wouldn't want the rest of them. Just taking care of the horses.
Just the horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put a shoe in the horse.
Here's Joe DiMaggio. Particular about your coffee? You need
well,
Mexico
let's go to Norway.
The greatest coffee
yeah.
brewer ever. A precision coffee brewing system that makes a perfect pot of coffee every time. The best I've ever tasted.
I don't know about that.
Your coffee. Mr. Coffee does the rest. Faster than instant.
Gosh, I have something.
What kind of coffee is that?
Mr. Did he call it?
Mr. Coffee. Mr. Coffee, I think's what he said. I didn't pay attention. I don't watch television.
Well, it looks like it's pretty simple way of making it.
Yeah, I don't watch television.
You don't have a chance.
No, don't want to.
You get. Hell no, not. Well, now, this is good.
I don't want to say anything good.
I just turned it on. I just sit down here and kill the time. I turned it on and look what I got. Hell, I wouldn't mind going over there for a little while, would you?
Well, I'd go over and stay.
Let's go.
They don't have any state troopers, maybe.
Oh.
You didn't say anything, a word about the insurance companies, did you?
No.
They get so much money, it makes them miserable. Now, how about that?
Well, I can't even get a hold of one up to buy an extra pack of cigars.
Let me give you a tomato for Brian.
It's always in question.
That's nothing.
Well, maybe that's the way you ought to live, Cookie. Always and a question is where the next cigar is coming from.
Yeah.
Say, I don't care for tomatoes. They're good, but you like them so much better than I do. You eat them. They'd rather have tomatoes. Anything else. Faye?
Mm-hmm.
He took the horse down there.
Yeah.
On the back, just tied the horse to the back of his truck. I was going to.
Cookie.
I was considering leading the horse down there,
yeah.
But I'm not much of a leader.
You just tied the horse to the back of your truck?
Yeah. I put a halter on him so he'd be there when I got there.
It was that heavy halter.
And you just
he knew that too.
Evidently.
Yeah.
He was there when I got there though.
So he just walked along behind
me. Yeah.
No traffic.
No traffic. Just paced right there along behind me. He's a good horse.
And he got down there. And Cookie put him right in. He didn't even allow him time to touch noses over the fence. Put him right in there. Rowdy took he ran at him.
Yeah.
And slipped.
Oh,
and he just sort of like sliding into home run, home plate.
Oh. And the walking horse bucked up to kick him. Rowdy had to stop.
Oh.
And he skid.
Yeah.
Oh.
He showed Rowdy he was boss.
Right away.
Right now.
He called Rowdy's hand.
Golly. Anybody can show Rowdy who's boss. Is.
Well, does that mean he's a pretty good fighter? He's tried his muscle.
He's king of the roost.
And he's been used to that other places.
Yeah.
If he'd been the low man somewhere else, he wouldn't have come over here and be the high man.
Oh, it doesn't work that way.
Now, little man not a fighter.
Not much. That is.
Well, it may not be all over.
No, the worst of it's over with.
Just as soon as he gets a drop on him.
Yeah, they ain't gonna fight much. They ain't gonna fight much.
Well, that's all it was to him. And Cookie put him some feed out. And Roddy took his. And he put some out for Little Man. And he gonna put some out for the Walker. And the Walker decided he'd rather be over there in Little Man's place. So they lined up.
Ain't that right? Now this one over here is quiet.
He was squealing a little bit, wasn't he?
A little bit. That's a good horse, though. I'll tell you what he's for.
Well, we'll see what Barbara makes of him. She'll work him out. She said she'd check that walking horse, too.
Well, the walking horse over is in grade. He passed his prime.
Yeah, he's 8 years old.
He wasn't training very fast.
But he ain't got no bad habits or nothing.
Cookie, let me give you some more of this stuff.
No, that's all I want. I have plenty.
That came right out of the garden.
We didn't have an onion.
That's real good.
I should have. I just sort of got busy this afternoon.
I didn't remember.
I'm gonna open this fruitcake.
I tell you what, see?
Yeah.
You can have the fruitcake. How little is it this cornbread?
That's real cardamom molasses, Cookie.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You like it? And
no,
cornbread?
No, I don't like it. No.
Okay, I won't open the fruitcake.
You give me some fruitcake, too.
I don't want fruitcake.
This is what you want. That's pure sorghum molasses and cornmeal.
No, I don't like sorghum molasses.
Put yourself some butter and some rice in there and follow through.
No, I don't like sorghum molasses.
That,
that must come from Tennessee.
I think it is.
Nope. This is not Tennessee stuff, is it?
Man, I wish I could get my little business straightened up this week. I like that too.
You saw it falling, take a trip, don't you? And it's past time.
I like to take a trip.
Well, you got teased out of that one last week.
I don't care, that's all right. I'll make it up this week.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, that sounded like a pretty good trip. You had, you was going to take your old trailer and take these high-quality bulls, but I'm weighed a ton,
yeah,
to Chicago.
Yeah. It turned out all right. I'll make it.
Who's going to get them up there? Some of the university or somebody?
I forget the name of the ranch.
Some ranch?
Yeah.
Mrs. Guthrie was over here this morning. Yeah. First time I've seen her in a year. You'd be surprised what's happening over there. They're going to put in watermelons. Can't make anything out of cattle.
Well, they can make nothing out of watermelon, do you?
Mr. Dodd did last year. That's what they're going by.
Mr. Dodd?
Yeah.
Who didn't have some mobilizers?
No, I had a old one.
Dodd and the boy down here.
Well, I'll tell you what, when watermelon season gets here, I'm going to try my best to be in shape, be in condition, to just back that old truck out there mine in the field and just load up and go.
Sure.
Now, how about that?
I put about 600 watermelons on and load up and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to take half a freight carload.
And get in on the first.
Yeah, and just pay them for them, and then what I make will be mine when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, would you? Can you peddle them out? Can you find the buyers?
Oh, I've done got the buyers.
What do you mean you done got the
I've
buyers?
I've done got the buyers.
You mean from times past? You.
That's right.
You know where they are.
I know where they're at.
But the trouble with them fellas, Cookie, is they all want to skin you.
No, they don't want to skin me. They can't do it because I've got one price, and I'll drive up there, and I'll price them my load of watermelons, and they buy the whole load.
Oh, that's the way
And if they don't want to buy them, you can go on.
If they don't want to buy them, I'll just say, thank you very much, sir.
Nice seeing you.
And just keep right on going because the watermelons will be mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a nice
thing. And you ain't hauling them for somebody else.
That's right. I'm hauling them for me.
Well, that sounds right promising. Let me tell you, if you can do that, you can do it for the beans.
Yeah.
Peas.
You can do it for anything. I mean, you just got to have, just like you said last night, you got to have a little backlog to keep rolling in on the far every now and
then.
If you don't, the far is going to go out.
Yes, sir. You got to have a little something to trade on. Yes, sir. That's one of the best stories I ever heard your daddy telling about. Thinking, his daddy come in with that old, what was it? That old, they thought it was guilty.
Original
faith. he'd got it, you know, and it made him sick. That's what your daddy said. He'd make a bad trade and make him sick. He'd come home and he couldn't stand it.
Not like me. Heck, I'm ready to go home now because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to have to come back to the trade and sleep after all.
And then just stay over here. You better just stay over here, boy.
Yeah, you're out of bounds now. You better stay out. If you go back, they'll find you, tag you.
I gotta go get some feed. I ain't got no more feed down here.
Well, hell, the feed is right over here. So you got plenty of feed. Reddick's.
Well, I'll ride out of the way Hawthorne before I'll pay him all of his prices.
He don't charge any more than anybody else.
What's he charge sweet feed?
I don't know about the sweet feed. They've been buying pellets.
I don't like them pellets.
Well, he got sweet feed too, I imagine, Faye. Had he?
Yeah, he did. But I imagine, I don't know what it is, the pellets are 4.5 now. $9.
Well, the feed fee went up too. 9, 9.5.
I'm paying 8.20 for it.
Well, you can't afford to drive all the way to Hawthorne to save 4 cents.
8.20.
Let Barbara pick it up. She's over there. Now, what equipment is this you were talking about?
Oh, I got a tractor and a plow and fertilizer spreader and a hay baler and a mowing machine and a hay rake. And
the hell do you have?
The hell I have.
Cookie?
You got a hay baler?
And I don't belong to me, but I got it for sale.
Uh huh. I see what you mean.
Got it on consignment.
Uh huh.
I ain't been sitting still.
You mean a man just going out of business?
He going out of business.
What was he in, cow?
Yeah. I got this hay baler, mowing machine, and hay rake, cut and baled 20 acres of hay one season. He got it brand new. From Newberry, that John Deere place in Newberry.
I'd like to have some John Deere equipment.
Well, now I can put you in business.
But you don't have a John Deere tractor. It's a Keys.
Yeah, but I know where there is a John Deere tractor. I can still put you in business. So now don't back up.
I have the first tractors I got in with down here was John Deere over there at Lackland. And I was close to the John Deere people. And I remember they had that John Deere with a tobacco rig on it. And they'd take that along there, and hell, I can't visualize it now, could you? But they had 3 or 4 processors in one trip.
Yeah. Man got that big four-wheel fertilizer spreader.
Oh, that ton, 5 ton.
5 ton job, yes, sir.
They used one of them when they planted melons in my back pasture.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can put chicken fertilizer out with it, or you can put regular commercial fertilizer out with it.
Oh.
I got a bottom plow, so 16-inch bottom plow, 3-point hitch. And a Case tractor.
Well, what I need is a disc plow that I can pull. And it ain't any. They're all too big for me. All too big. That little AC doesn't have too much pulling power in it. I just have to whatever it'll pull is what I pull.
Well, I tell you, I'm gonna try to get things squared around where I can get me some kind of an old piece of tractor, something somebody else don't want.
So you won't be tempted to sell it?
Yeah.
I don't know what that would be. You can't go along the road with a tractor but what somebody don't stop you and don't make an offer.
Yeah.
Well, golly, with all that on the assignment, Cookie, you are.
I've got the future wide open now if I can just get things working right.
Keep that traveler's insurance company on about you.
I ain't worrying about travelers much more. Well, I'm just about ready to tell them what they can do.
Now this time.
Time I move a few horses out, I'll be ready for them.
And you ain't taking on anybody else's burdens anymore?
No, sir.
Or providing anybody else with an automobile?
No, sir.
That is something. That's a hard lesson. Now.
Well, that's taking a long time, see.
Just like when I went and traded them racks with the back from my pickup, you know. Big high racks, you know. They're right that tall. Harry Dan looked at him and snorted up her nose. Didn't much want to drive it. Okay. I got a boy when they crowded.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to drive the pickup with the racks on it?
Uh-uh. I got a balcony crowded.
Oh, that's curious. So, she changed her mind.
It don't make any difference to me. As long as it's setting, it ain't costing me.
That's right.
I got that 54 Ford. I mean, runs like a dream. All I need is to get time to put a headliner in. Up over top, you know?
Uh-huh.
Man, it's too old. I don't want to drive that old thing. Okay, walk.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Damn, a bicycle on a good riding horse was music to my ears.
Yeah.
And now then they can't even drive an automobile for their late model.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she can't drive that Camaro. It's standard shift. She can't drive a standard shift, see?
Oh, really?
And Lord, that thing will fly. Boy, I'd jump up on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she can't drive a Camaro.
What do they do? They speed up the gears, and it ain't all the power of it, is it?
Yeah, it's just a motor.
Is it?
Yeah. It's good gas mileage. It's real good gas mileage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if she hadn't learned to drive standard shifts.
She wants to. Wants me to teach her, but God dang, do you think I'm going to wait for her to get up at noon every day for me to take her out and teach her? No. I hadn't made two trades the other morning and back home before they ever got up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I done come in for my second nap.
I thought they were pretty early risers. Well, that's just recent.
She's getting lazy. Just like just like all other teenagers, just getting lazy.
Oh. Yeah. A little draggy.
No, just a whole lot draggy. Not just a little, just a whole lot.
Well, just so it doesn't go on too long.
Yeah.
Well, I figured Harriet Ann would be a little different.
Oh, she's awful lazy and sleepy-headed. Yeah. Now, Alice is the high-riser.
Oh.
Well, what do you know? I thought Harriet wouldn't go through that stage.
She's right in the middle of it right now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear. But she'll make it.
But Alice is a high riser.
She don't want to lay in bed.
No, she won't. I mean, after break of dawn, she's got to get up.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that must be annoying to the rest of them.
Oh, it does, because she just aggravates the fool out of it.
Yeah. What was that little old Pinto of a thing that Miss Mary had? That little car she bought?
Well, Maverick.
Maverick.
Yeah.
Well, sir, she traded that off. Got more for it than she paid for it. But I think what she did was trade it in on one of them high price cars. It's got all the air conditioning and everything. You see, the little one didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And now she's got a big car that's got everything on it. Fully equipped. First time I ever saw it, she drove it up this morning. Fay looked out there and saw that little pale blue car, that big pale blue car, and she didn't know who it was. I didn't know either. She went out there and Miss Mary, Marvin rolled out.
It's one of those big Fords, the biggest of Bill.
Goodness gracious.
I didn't know. It's hard to make Ford look like, it looks just like Continental. It looks like Cadillac, doesn't it?
Okay.
They really big. How much they sell for off 75? Because it's way up there, don't they?
That particular model sells for around $6,000.
I thought so.
Don't tell me. You mean they'd put that much money in a car?
I guess they, if they got one, they did.
75. And Sean Kidd.
And it burns this new gas.
Unleaded gas.
Yes. Marvin showed me. He took the top off, and there's a sign, unleaded gas only.
That's right. Well, what is going to happen when they discontinue that unleaded gas?
You think they might?
Well, I imagine they would. I want something that I can burn regular gas in.
Yeah, so it never will be.
That's right.
Well, there's not much choice left, is there?
Well, it's hard to even find high test.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you for something. There's like a little dog out there. That's Chevrolet mine. Let me tell you, when you get above them models, you're hurting.
Yeah.
Believe me, you're hurting. You know, that 69 Camaro V8 standard shift gets better gas mileage than that Nova did.
Is that right?
Sure does.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes, sir, but it does. It's got no pollution on it.
Mm-hmm.
No pollution control at all.
Oh.
The Nova was covered up with it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And that model, you couldn't take it off. It was built right in intakes.
Oh?
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't take it off?
That's right. Well, now the 75 model cars, they came out with it, but they got their pollution control in the muffler.
Oh.
You can cut the muffler off, and you got rid of your pollution control in it. Put your regular stock muffler on, and you got made.
In the muffler.
But if they catch you doing it, well, they might do something about it.
Well, that's a big if.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big if. I'd be with that like I was with them tags.
I just can't figure how any lawman would come in your yard without a warrant.
I bought the damn things. I paid for them. Now they're mine. Now you let them alone. That's just where I'd be with that pollution control.
Yeah.
They'll do anything. If they think they can get by it.
Even the law.
Even the law.
Was it a state trooper?
Yeah. Sergeant Graham from up there at the Gainesville Detachment. Traffic Division, yeah.
You know most of them.
Yeah, I know him.
And they're still doing it.
Yeah, because I worked for him when I worked for an inspection station up there. He was my boss. Yes, sir.
And he's still doing it.
He's still doing it. And he knew I'd do exactly what I said I'd do. And I will, too. I ain't gonna get my car tags. No way.
Can they come in there with a warrant? Or something?
Not if my gates are shut. Not legally.
Mm-hmm.
They can drive up to the gate and honk a horn. And if I invite them in, they welcome in. If I don't invite them in, they damn sure better stay out.
you gotta put your car in the yard.
I keep them inside, yeah. It's like I got all my cars inside the yard. All but my 59 Cadillac. Because I don't want them to come up here and tell me I got to move. Because if they come up here and tell me I have to move, I'm going to see how quick they can move. I've got my big truck I keep in the yard. I've got the Camaro. I've got the pickup. I got the 54 Chevrolet pickup. I got the 53 Chevrolet car. I got the 51 Chrysler. I got the 67 El Camino. I got the 49 Ford pickup. I got the 54 Ford that I keep in my yard.
Nine cars.
And my road wagon.
But Dad Brian, if you haven't been accumulating,
but
that's
I got some money.
Huh?
They're worth some money.
That's the way you used to do. You know, you'd get stocked up.
Yeah. Then I'd sell out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Clean
up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Clean up.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
But they're worth some money. Them old cars are worth some money.
Sure.
Whatever happened to that fella who's going to put in all them used cars up there at Hawthorne? He's going to put in, you bought a few for him.
So well, he's still around.
Somebody you knew.
Yeah, Clark Ross. He had a heart attack.
So that cut him down.
That cut him out, I mean completely. And he had a heart attack and was in his VA hospital up here in Gainesville for a long time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He had a heart attack.
Clark Rollis.
He's up and around now, but he's not doing too much.
You know, the mosquitoes are getting me, Faith. That's the second one I've got over here. Where are they coming from?
Uh-huh. I don't feel warm.
You didn't feel one bite, did you?
Sure did.
They're hitting me. They don't like you.
Oh, they don't like me. Well, Cookie, and now all these cars need is just a little work on them?
A little tinkering, maybe some body work, painting, and so on and so forth, engine work. They all need a little something, you know.
That you can do without too much trouble.
I can do it. It all needs time. Just a little bit of money and a whole lot of time.
Uh-huh.
Just a little bit of money.
Yeah. Well, you sell one, it'll finance the others.
That's right. When I get one fixed, whenever I get the money to get one fixed, well, I can sell it. And that'll put me on the road to getting the rest of them fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been so busy, ain't had time to work on none of them.
Yeah.
Well, now, let me tell you, we was talking about these fellas that I run into. They work with you, they work for wages. You remember the boy who was here, States Lawn, Rick? Well, he was a pretty fair little mechanic. You could put him on something, you see, and he could fix up the car. But he won't do it. He got to work for wages.
Got to have that wage and hour deal.
Yes, sir. He won't go in on some deal like that with you and go on and sell the cars and find some new ones. You got to have the wages and hours. That's as good a case as you need, Faye.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. And he couldn't get up over here. He stayed up all night and he said he worked all night and he slept all morning. He gets over there to that job mighty early.
Well, just like
if, you know, if you have to.
Just like Wayne told me. He said, "Now, Cook, anytime you need me," he said, "just give me a call."
Yeah.
Well, my God, I said, I might go out there and need somebody in an hour. Well, damn, I ain't got time to run to the telephone, maybe run to Old Cal and pick somebody up and carry him back and all that kind of stuff. You just can't do it.
They just
in my
can't
business.
Catch on. They just can't get a hold.
I mean, you just can't do it in my business.
Oh, you have to move when you can.
The old freight train is moving through, and they can't board it.
That's right. If you ain't careful when it goes through, you miss the train.
You got to wait for the next one.
That's right. Well, that's just the way with me. Yeah. When the train is moving, I got to be at the station.
Yeah.
All right. I'm pleased to see that you don't seem to be too worried about this last thing that's happened.
I ain't worried about it. I mean, face it. If they catch me, okay. They've got to feed me. Yeah.
That's right.
If they catch me, they got to feed me. It was none of my doings, none whatsoever. None of it. I didn't wreck the truck. Or nothing. But yet, I got to pay for the other fellow's mistakes. I didn't goof up in Jacksonville. Traveler's insurance goofed up. It's had a bunch of damn flatheads in there like we've been talking about.
Well, you better be sure that they're not going to goof up anymore.
That's going
to
give me
relief. I'll tell you what, if you had somebody to keep you straight like Marianne Green, you know.
Marianne Green?
She's up there. She's the one you go through on retirement. Up there.
At the university.
At Tiger Hall. If you had somebody like that, she stays with it till she gets things straight.
Marianne Green. I've had dealings with her. Oh, yeah.
Had dealings with her. Yeah. Yes, sir. If you just had somebody like that, I'm telling you, that'd keep a man business.
You know what? I'd just give anything in this world if I had somebody. I've been giving an awful lot of deep thought. An awful lot. It's just, somebody that will take a hold and be there when I need them. You're just giving them, just letting them live right over in that corner, in that trailer. Just be there when I need them. Feed them horses.
Yeah.
Sure would be nice.
And just give them a place to live right there.
Yeah.
Damn, I'd even buy the groceries.
Yes.
I mean, take somebody that's down and out, ain't got no place to go, I mean no place to live, or nothing to do. Just give them a place to live.
Yeah.
Cause I got it.
Yeah. I see what you're talking about.
To be there when I need them. But when I need them, the damn sure better be there.
That would help you.
That solve a lot of my problems. I lost $100 yesterday because I couldn't move.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't move.
I was afraid to move.
Uh-huh.
Cops were too thick. I mean, they were just too thick.
You had to wait a while and let them send out.
Yeah. It was like this morning, I got up. Just picked my courage up and laid it on my shoulder and got my truck and I'm gone.
You go the back way?
Nope. I decided if they catch me, they catch me. If they catch me, lock me up, they sure got to feed me. Do my laundry.
And you sure can't pay for anything if you can't make it.
If I can't get out and make it, I can't pay for it.
That's about as stupid as anything they've done.
That's right. That's just stupid.
Yeah. I think somebody ought to hear from that.
I imagine they will.
Somebody well on up.
I imagine. I don't know. I've been thinking about the putting it on the action line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's a good thing, Cookie.
That's action line that they got.
Put it, get it right on the front page of the paper.
That's right.
I don't know whether a guy reads any of that or not. But take your problems to us.
Oh,
paying.
I see. Yeah.
They're paying. And they investigate.
Oh yeah. Now they don't print no specific names.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if they would say Travelers Insurance, they don't say Travelers Insurance. They say insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Or the individual had applied for benefits through, Social Security. Well, see, they don't connect no two parties, or no individual and no company. They don't connect that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you write it in there, well, they'll rewrite it and fix it to where it won't connect you and throw you off balance.
Well, somebody along the line ought to know about that. I don't know who it is.
Gosh, it's 7:30. I better go to the poorhouse.
Think they'll take you in?
I don't know who my hat in first.
Oh me, how it's nice to sit down just a little while. Hmm.
Sure wish I had missed about 12 stalls. 10-foot stalls. Oh, 5 or 6. It would make me different. Just some.
Just some.
Yeah.
Well, they're still trading horses, aren't they, Skipper?
Yes, man, they're still trading horses. Still trading horses.
Maybe they bring a little more than cattle.
They do. They better market right now on horses and there is on cattle.
But I've thought about them stalls a long time. And I think if I'd gone ahead and put up some stalls way back, it'd been worth the trouble. Now, you see, everything is formidable. Put up a fence. You can't even put up a fence.
Yeah.
If those creosote poles wasn't so high, I'd put me up some stalls. Lord, they're high.
Well, the creosote poles ain't as high as the boards. And you can't get boards any good.
I know.
Where would you get boards?
I wouldn't put boards up.
What'd you do?
Put a chain link fence around them.
Really?
Put a chain link fence around it so high, then a board around the top. You wouldn't want any better stall. No, you wouldn't want a better stall.
Well.
My gosh, I hadn't thought of that.
And line it with anything? Plywood?
Not unless you got real cold. If you got real cold, you can line the outside with plywood. But the partitions, you wouldn't have to line them. It's outside.
Just outside. Back it up to the north.
Yeah. Have it made.
And it wouldn't take forever. Tin roof?
Tin roof, yeah.
Well, they don't give you that chain fence.
No, but I know what some of that I can trade for.
Really?
Well, I better get up on the poorhouse.
You got your hat?
Yeah, it's right here. Get the horses unloaded.
is the end of the visit with Cookie. Channel 1 over, around 1700, 1700, this Sunday before and after supper, the 12th of January, 75. Channel 1 over, around 1700, end of this visit with Cookie. This Sunday before and after supper, the 15th of January, 75. Channel 1 over, and the begin around 1700, and the end of the visit with Cookie. This Sunday, the 12th of January, 75, before and after supper.